Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Ladies, I need you to prepare thyselves. I know there's only one other lady in this room, but to all the ladies listening, get your computers ready. Get your electrolytes ready. Because it's time to go to war again. On Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, no.
Because Cowboy Carter is going on tour.
Yep.
I'm not prepared. I'm personally not prepared.
You're going to get through it.
In November of 2022, whatever it was, I sat in a Ticketmaster line for 7.5 hours waiting, credit card in hand, to get Eras Tour tickets. I will never forget that day. My butt hurt. I was sweating. I got no work done that day because it was so much pressure to get these tickets. Ticketmaster, not the best way to go, but it's the only place where you can get these tickets. And I have not seen Beyonce on tour yet. And she has finally announced her tour dates. We know that she's coming to Atlanta. We know that she's kicking her tour off in LA. We know it's going to put me into severe debt. But by golly, I'm going.
I just looked up how much the ticket prices are going to be. Okay, now these are clearly not secondhand tickets yet. These are the ones that are just going on sale on Ticketmaster. Anywhere from 80.
Okay.
It's not cheap.
You sitting outside?
Okay, yeah. You can barely
you're
see.
In the parking lot.
You got some headphones in.
You're not even sure if Beyonce's on stage.
They're Skyping you in.
To $810.
Okay.
Okay, and that's just on Ticketmaster right now. So you could probably triple that all in a couple of weeks when she's getting closer to your city, but you're going to get gouged if you want to go see her. But it's going to be a great tour.
It's going to be a great tour. So she's announced what city she's going to. You can check her out in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, London, Paris, Houston, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, and Atlanta. Right now, it looks like she's ending the tour in Atlanta. So, like, the last night of the Cowboy Carter tour, I'm going to lose my mind.
If you've never seen Beyonce, I'm saying this not as a Beyonce fan, but I really do think she's one of those people that if you have to see her just once.
It will be spectacular.
It really will be. It'll be worth it for sure.
So see you ladies in line. I will be fighting you all for the nosebleed tickets.
So I was just reading that Beehive presale, Beyonce.com subscribers receive presale details. Doesn't say you get tickets. Secondary ticket market, you can buy tickets from resale ticket sites like Vivid Seats and StubHub. I wonder if these are up online already. Because didn't we have this as a case? I can't remember who the artist was, but even before the tickets were announced, secondhand ticket scalpers were paying for the tickets or selling the tickets because they have the tickets with their yearly package. Doesn't matter what is going on. You've got a ticket. So they were selling it even before it went on the market.
They do that with sports, too. I don't know if it was Taylor Swift or not, but I do remember that being a thing.
I know. So I'm not prepared for it. We'll see if I make it, because I know people are going to be dying to see this album, especially now that it's won Album of the Year at the Grammys. Which, speaking of the Grammys, I thought this would be really fun. So do you guys remember I used to talk about this website, Dumois, all the time, where they have these blind items where people who go to these big celebrity events will talk about some of the hot gossip that went down at specific things. So there have been a ton of blind items that have been released about things that supposedly, allegedly happened at the Grammys, and the reveals haven't come out yet as to who they're allegedly about. So I thought it'd be fun if I told you what the blind item is, and if you want to, you can try and guess what celebrity it is. Otherwise, I will just tell you what people in the comment section are saying.
Okay.
I will give you the first one as a freebie because people do think it is about Beyonce. I will be interested to see how Katie feels about this one. So blind item number one from the Grammy says the permanent A-list rapper and his wife showed zero affection towards each other. She did make out with her bodyguard, though, because isn't she rumored to have like an affair with her bodyguard, Julius, because he's like super hot?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that the dude that was following her up to the stage? Like he's like, he looks like he's 7'4".
Yes. Yeah, that is.
Him. Yeah. Okay.
He follows her everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him.
And he's really fine. So people think it's about Julius, and she also has a song called Bodyguard, which I wonder is maybe like a wink wink to it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Blind item number two says, speaking of permanent A-list rappers, one of them was really serious when he said his wife was available to rent by the hour.
Kanye?
That's a lot of people think it's Kanye.
Yeah, that's another reason I hate him.
All right, blind item number three. The permanent A-list singer and producer went off on a reporter after they stopped interviewing him mid-sentence to try and talk to the small church singer.
Babyface.
This one's really obvious. Again, this is all alleged. None of this is absolutely true. Okay, speaking of Babyface, the small chapel singer was the worst to everyone last night, who was not higher than her on the list. The winner mentioned earlier that she really treated people like crap. She was only mentioned after the chapel singer learned that she wasn't just a random fan, but a 5-time winner that her attitude changed. So people think that this is about Chapel Roan treating people poorly until she finds out that they're actually relevant.
Okay.
And this is the last one. Uh-huh. This one's really interesting. I think you'll like this one. One of the nominees this weekend doesn't actually exist. Their AI and the group name was chosen by an executive. Isn't that crazy? Like somebody could have been nominated for the Grammys, but they're actually just AI. So this isn't a winner. It's just a nominee.
Oh.
You have any ideas?
I have no idea who it is. Nobody had any guesses, but I thought that was wild that now AI can be nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, Justin Baldoni got his first big win in court this week against Blake Lively. I'm going to fill you in on your ex Ebus on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.